Господню Господню
Бахта. Тасьям.
Тасьям.
Него.
Него.
Джанмам.
Джанмам.
Рождение.
Рождение.
Махаасчарьям.
Махаасчарьям.
Прекрасно.
Прекрасно.
Кармани.
Кармани.
Делатность.
Делатность.
Ча.
Ча.
И.
Ди.
Гринихи.
Гринихи.
Молимо да говориш.
Молимо да говориш.
На.
На.
Нама.
Нама.
Превод. Речено да е Махарадж Парикшит велики првокласни бакта господина и да су негово рођење и делатности задивљујући. Молимо да нам причаш о њему. Смисао. Рођење Махарадж Парикшита је чудесно и задивљујуће, јер га је у материци његове мајке заштитила божанска личност Сри Кришна. Његове делатности су такође прекрасне, јер је казнио Кали, који је покушавао да убије краву. Убити краву значи докончати људску цивилизацију. Желео да је заштити, да је не убије велики представник греха. Његова смрт је такође чудесна, јер му је претходно најављена, што је необично за свако живо биће, и тако се припремао за одлазак седећи на обали Ганге, искушајући о трансцендентальним делатностима господина. За све те дане искушао Бхагаватам, не взимајући ништа да једе или пије, не спавајући ни за тренутак. Тако је све о њему дивно и вредно је да пажљиво слушамо о његовим делатностима. Ovdje su mudraci izradili želju da detaljno čuju o njemu.
Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Srimada Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Tinamine Namaste Sarasvati Devam Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paskajati Satharine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivastava Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare
It is said that Maharaj Parikshit is a great first-class devotee of the Lord, and that his birth and activities are all wonderful. Please tell us about him.
Rečeno je da je Maharaj Parikshit veliki prvoklasni bhakta gospodina i da su njegove rođenje i djelatnosti zadivljujući. Molimo da nam pričaš o njemu.
These great devotees of Krishna show us by their own life how to surrender to Krishna.
Ovi veliki bhakti Krishna na svojim sopstvenim životom pokazuju kako da se predamo Krishna.
Maharaj Parikshit is wonderful because after he was born he had only one interest and that was Krishna.
Maharaj Parikshit je osoba zadivljujućeg karaktera zato što još od samog rođenja imao je samo jedan jedini interes, a to je bio Krishna.
This came to be especially obvious when he was cursed and had the opportunity to counteract that curse.
Ta činjenica je postala izuzetno očita kada je bio proklet i također on je imao znači mogućnost da to prokletstvo poništi.
When this Brahmana boy had cursed him to die within 7 days, Maharaj Parikshit could have done something against it.
Kada ga ovaj dječak Brahmana prokleo da umre za 7 dana, a Maharaj Parikshit je mogao učiniti nešto protiv toga.
But he thought, dobro, now I can go back home, back to Godhead.
Ali mislio je, dobro, sada mogu da idem kući natrag Bogu.
And he didn't do anything against it.
I nije učinio ništa protiv prokletstva.
Who, now if anyone in this world would hear, in a short amount of time your life will be over, he would be shocked and he would do everything in his ability to avoid his death.
Kad bi bilo koja osoba ovog svijeta čula da će za kratko vrijeme njen život završiti, onda bi ona učinila sve što je u njenoj moći da bi izbjegla smrt.
That's only natural.
To je jednostavno prirodno.
For someone who is not knowing that his real home lies in the spiritual world.
To je prirodno, znači, za osobu koja ne zna da se njen pravi dom nalazi u duhovnom svijetu.
And most probably for devotees who are on the stage which we are on, it is advisable to somehow utilize this human form of, to keep utilizing the human form of life so that we will go home.
I posebno to znači važi i za bakte koji su na nivou na kojem smo mi. Tako da trebamo nastaviti da trebamo pravilno iskoristiti ovaj ljudski oblik života da bismo se i mi mogli vratiti kući nazad Bogu.
We are not on the same stage as Maharaj Parikshit.
Nismo na jednakom nivou kao i Maharaj Parikshit.
We have a great work ahead of us.
Pred nama se nalazi veliki, veliki rad.
We have to actually utilize the human form of life to become Krishna conscious.
Trebamo iskoristiti ljudski oblik života da bismo postali svjesni Krishne.
That's not so easy.
A to nije tako lako.
Especially in this age of Kali, it is work.
Posebno u ovom dobu Kali, to je napor, rad.
And I wanted to talk today a little bit on those things which are important to know for someone who wants to go back to Godhead in this lifetime.
Danas sam želeo govoriti o onim stvarima koje su bitne i koje osoba koja se želi vratiti kući natrag Bogu u ovom životu treba znati.
A few travel tips, so to say.
Nekoliko savjeta za putovanje.
And Srila Rupa Goswami mentions that utsahan or enthusiasm is the most important principle.
Rupa Goswami naglašava da je utsahan ili entuzijazam najvažniji princip.
Now we all know when we come to Krishna consciousness at the first during the first week or so, it is all extremely new and therefore quite interesting.
Svi to znamo, kada dođemo u svjesnost Krišne prvih nedjelju dana ili tako nešto, sve je jako, sve je novo za nas i stoga vrlo interesantno.
During programs we see people who only know Krishna consciousness for a few hours and who are so enthusiastic that they jump up and down to the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra.
Tokom programa imamo priliku da vidimo ljude koji poznaju svjesnost Krišne samo nekoliko sati, koji su znači tek nedavno upoznali, i vidimo da su izuzetno entuzijastični i skaču na zvuke Maha Mantra.
We are saying that you have to try to speak like a human being, not like a robot, then it's very your flow of language must be like the natural flow of the sentence, no? Otherwise no wonder we can't. Tip for a translator. So, but how to maintain the enthusiasm?
Ali kako da održimo entuzijazam?
Now you are bhaktas for a few months. How to make sure that you will rise every morning at 4 o'clock?
Sada ste bhakta već nekoliko mjeseci. Kako da se osiguramo da ćemo ustati svaki dan u 4 sata?
How to maintain enthusiasm on Sankirtan, even if not so many books go out that particular day?
Kako držati entuzijazam u Sankirtanu, čak i ako ne podijelimo jako puno knjiga taj dan?
You are friends of Lord Krishna. How to maintain your enthusiasm that you will be able to read every day in the books this fresh fascination?
I vi prijatelji Krišna i aspiranti, kako da održite entuzijazam da svaki dan čitate knjige o Krišni sa svežim i svežim entuzijazmom?
You may be a cook. How will you maintain your enthusiasm so that every morning you say, now I'm cooking for Krishna?
Možda ste
wonderful.
Možda kuhate. Kako da održite takav entuzijazam da svaki dan možete reći, danas ponovo kuvam za Krišnu. Kako predivno.
We could prepare a long list like that.
Na taj način možemo sastaviti dugačku listu.
The point is, our enthusiasm can be maintained only if we keep a program which takes care that our mind remains purified.
Poanta je u tome da entuzijazam možemo održati jedino ako sebi postavimo takav program koji će naš um uvijek održavati u pročišćenom stanju.
In this world, purity is a state which has to be supported by constant endeavors.
U ovom svijetu čistoća je stanje koje mora da bude podržano neprestanim naporima.
For instance, you cannot say, well, I have washed myself yesterday and today before. No need to do so today.
Naprimjer, ne možemo reći, okupao sam se jučer i prekjučer, pa nema potrebe da se i danas okupam.
Or I have washed my clothes maybe 2 weeks ago. That's enough, I've done it already.
Ili recimo, oprao sam odjeću pred 2 nedjelje, pa to je dovoljno, ne moram više da se trudim.
If you do so, you will be known as a cigojnan.
Ako tako činite, bitite poznati kao cigan.
Purity, even in external things like cleanliness, is a thing which has to be done or strived for, or endeavored for, every constantly.
Čistoća, čak i izvanjska, je stvar koja se mora održavati neprestanim naporom, postojano.
In the same way, purity of consciousness is not something which you you can say, well, I've chanted my rounds attentively yesterday, or I've read yesterday. No need to do so today.
Isto se odnosi i na spiritualnu čistoću. Ne možemo reći, pa evo, jučer sam mantrao krugove pažljivo, ili jučer sam čitao, danas i ne moram.
Krishna will only appear in a heart which is pure and purified.
Krishna će se pojaviti samo u srcu koje je čisto i pročišćeno.
He becomes attracted to the spiritual qualities which a devotee automatically develops who becomes pure in his Krishna consciousness.
Krishna postaje privučen spiritualnim odlikama koji bhakta automatski razvija ako postane pročišćen u svjesnosti Krishna.
But the devotee who stops purifying his life, he will be immediately an accumulator of material contaminations.
Ali osoba bhakta koji prestane da pročišćava sebe u svjesnosti Krishna, jednostavno počinje da akumulira na sebe materijalne kontaminacije.
In the Krishna book, Srila Prabhupada has written, has compared this, he has said, a brahmana who doesn't study is like a path which becomes crowded with weeds. Weeds grow on over it. You can't, and then you can't see it any longer very clearly.
Srila Prabhupada daje sljedeće upoređenje u pričama najdivnijim. Brahmana koji ne proučava spise je poput puta ili staze koja je prekrivena korovom, tako da je ne možete više vidjeti.
For instance, we of the preaching party are very happy to be now again in a temple, because when we are just on the road, so to say, living with Garamis, like Akrura's mother, and some people we meet after concerts, it is not so easy to keep a very strict lifestyle. You get up later in the morning and so on.
Recimo, evo, naša preaching grupa je izuzetno sretna što smo sada ponovo u templu. Jer kada ste neprestano u kontaktu sa karmijima, kada živite kod osoba koji nisu bakte i onda se susrećete sa njima nakon programa, postaje jednostavno izuzetno teško da čovjek održava jedan striktni način života.
When you go every night at 2 o'clock to bed, it is not easily possible to rise at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Kada svako večer idete u 2 sata na spavanje, nije baš pretjerano lako ustati u 4 ujutro.
So, then if a devotee travels for a long time like this, he might become wild, a little wild, just like the weeds which grow on the path after the monsoon season become high in the path. Sometimes the path of Krishna consciousness may become lost.
Na sličan način i bhakta koji tako duže vremena putuje jednostavno može da postane malo tako da kažemo divlji. Poput puta koji...
Poput pupla, yes.
Koji nakon monsuna, nakon monsunskog perioda jednostavno bude prekriven korovom tako da se ponekad čak i ne može vidjeti. Ponekad se dogodi čak i u životu bhakte da njegov put svjesnosti Krišne postane potpuno prekriven.
No, then the path becomes lost and is no longer so clear. Then a devotee easily falls in maya.
Kada put postane prekriven i nije više tako jako lagano vidljiv, bhakta veoma lagano padne u maju.
Maya enters and the devotee's first symptom is he loses his enthusiasm.
Maya dolazi i prvi simptom takvog bhakte je da gubi entuzijazam.
There's an interesting story in this connection.
U vezi sa ovim poantom postoji jedna interesantna priča.
Once there was an Arab who had a camel.
Jednom bio jedan Arapin koji imao kamel.
And it was very cold, so the camel put his mouth in the warm, heated tent of the Arab and said, "Bolim, can I just put my head inside?"
Bilo je znači izuzetno hladno i ova kamila je stavila svoju glavu u kolibu u kuću ovog Arapina i rekla, molim te, mogli barem svoju glavu evo da unutra stanu.
No, said the Arab, you're too big and what is the use if your head is inside? Soon you will want to come totally inside with the whole body.
Ali Arapin je rekao, ne, pa koja je korist ako ti u stvari samo glava bude unutra? Ti si onako prevelika i verujem da ćeš uskoro poželjeti da čitava uđeš unutra.
And you stink.
Aj smrdi.
No, said the camel, just the head. That's good enough. Then I'm warm.
Ali kamela rekla, ne, samo glava. To će biti sasvim dovoljno, onda će mi biti jako toplo.
Može. So, after some time, the camel said, but my neck is so cold.
Ali nakon nekog vremena kamela je rekla, joj, tako mi je hladno na grlu.
Let me just put my neck inside.
Samo kad bi mogla i vrat, eto, staviti.
I put it in the top of the tent, you know, here, I park it here. Then, this space is of no use to you anyways.
Pa, stavit ću ja svoju glavu tamo gore, skroz do krova, taj prostor je onako ne koristiš.
So, then after some time the camel said, everyone knows, if the feet are warm, the rest of the body is warm.
Nakon nekog vremena kamila je rekao, svi znaju, ako je toplo, ako su vam noge zagrijane, onda vam je na čitavom tijelu toplo.
Let me put my feet.
Samo kad bi noge mogla staviti.
I put it at the beginning of the tent in the space where you don't use this anyways.
Stači taman onako na ulazu u kolibu, onaj prostor koji onako ne iskoristavaš za ništa.
Može. So finally I think every one of you can understand how the story ends. The whole camel was in the tent and the Arab lied outside.
I mislim da svako od vas može dalje razumjeti kako se odvijala priča. Uskoro je čitala kamela bila unutra, a Arapin izvan.
Yes. So this is how Maya works.
Na taj način Maya djeluje.
Comes very, very little influence in the beginning.
U početku možemo iskusiti samo mali utjecaj, sasvim mali.
And then all of a sudden we don't see the devotee doing the Mangala Arati any longer.
I onda nakon nekog vremena više takvog bhakta ne viđamo na Mangalarati.
He gets up right after Mangalarati.
Ustaje upravo nakon Mangalarati.
Then, after some time, he finds the devotee, he has radio about the newest political news.
I nakon nekog vremena nađemo bhaktu kako sluša radio i zanima se najnovijim političkim vijestima.
Then, more things start to happen.
Onda se počinje dešavati i različite druge stvari.
When he is on Sanketan, he reads 4 hours, not 2.
O Sanketanu čita 4 sata, a ne 2.
You see him at the mosque reading. The Muslim Khan.
Vidimo ga ispred džamije kako čita.
Krishna book.
Krishna divni.
It starts very, very slow.
Počinje, sve započinje jako, jako polako.
And really the first thing where Maya attacks is our enthusiasm.
I zaista, prva stvar koja Maya napadne, to je naš entuzijazam.
If we remain enthusiastic, utsahan, then we have a very, very powerful motor in Krishna consciousness.
Ako ostanemo entuzijastični, onda imamo sa sobom jako, jako moćni motor u svjesnosti Krishna.
The devotee who is enthusiastic about Krishna consciousness can easily overcome all the obstacles of conditioned life.
Bhakta koji je entuzijastičan u svjesnosti Krishna može jako lako prevazići sve poteškoće uslovljenog života.
He is not disturbed when there is cause of a disturbance.
Kada postoji uzrok uznemirenja, on nije uznemiren.
He understands that this world is not his real home.
On shvata, takav bhakta razume, ovaj svijet nije njegov pravi dom.
He understands that Krishna is his real lover.
I shvata da je Krishna njegov pravi ljubavnik.
In this world he understands to be an energy of the Lord with whom he can serve the Lord.
A ovaj svijet počinje da razume kao energiju gospodina, zahvaljujući kojoj može da služi gospodin.
For instance, the body.
Naprimjer, tijelo.
Or anything which is of this world.
Ili bilo šta što egzistira na ovom svijetu.
It can be, it is used in Krishna service by the devotee.
Takav bhakta to koristi u službi Krishna.
So, as I said, this enthusiasm has to be maintained. It is not something which, where we say, well, but someone is an enthusiastic person by nature.
Kao što sam već napomenuo, entuzijazam je stvar koju se mora održavati. Ne možemo reći da je neko entuzijastičan jednostavno po prirodi.
No one is enthusiastic for Krishna when he is a material consciousness.
Nijedna osoba u materialističkoj svjesnosti nije entuzijastična za Krishnu.
I was talking yesterday to another guest and he told me it seems every one who is coming to Krishna consciousness of the famous musicians of this world, he loses his strength to produce.
Razgovarao sam s jednim drugim gostom jučer i on mi je rekao da jednostavno svi slavni muzičari koji stupe u kontakt sa svjesnosti Krišne jednostavno izgube entuzijazam da dalje stvaraju.
His rock music is no longer so much greh.
Aha, njegova rock muzika nije više toliko grešna.
He comes from Macedonia, he doesn't understand Serbian.
On je iz Makedonije, pa ne razume srpski.
So I told him, no, it's a little different, you see it wrongly. He's no longer interested so much in this grave.
Ali ja sam rekao, ne, nisi u pravu, ti jednostavno krivo vidiš stvar. Ta osoba više nije zainteresirana za taj greh.
Rock music means sex, drugs and rock and roll.
Rock muzika znači seks, droga i rock and roll.
Yes, but someone who is becoming interested in spiritual life loses his interest for this.
Ali osoba koja postane interesirana za duhovni život gubi interes za ove stvari.
So like this we were discussing. So how now? I wanted to say that we are all enthusiastic, we are born enthusiasts for Maya.
Mi smo svi rođeni entuzijasti za Maju.
Therefore, sometimes when you see devotees in the movement for Krishna consciousness, if they don't manage to become enthusiastic for Krishna, they have no jivot.
Ponekad možemo vidjeti bhakte u svjesnosti Krišne koji nisu uspjeli sebe da načine entuzijastičnim za Krišnu, jednostavno nemaju života.
They look insecure. What am I doing here?
Gledaju se nesigurnošću, šta tražim ovdje uopšte.
When it's time to, for dancing, then they just...
Kada dođe vreme za plesanje, oni se tako odnose.
Because the enthusiasm, when they were in Maya, they were very enthusiastic. But now, what to be enthusiastic for?
Kada su bili u Maji, bili su jako entuzijastični. Ali za šta sada da budem entuzijastični?
Do you understand? It is very important that we become enthusiastic in spiritual life.
Da li shvatate? Jako je bitno da postanemo entuzijastični u duhovnom životu.
Otherwise we will be on the mentalni nivo from morning to evening.
Inače bit ćemo na mentalnom nivou od jutra do mraka.
And we will not be able to make substantial advancement in Krishna consciousness.
I nećemo biti u stanju napraviti neki bitni napredak u svjesnosti Krishna.
So how to become enthusiastic?
Dakle, kako postati entuzijastičan?
Because I fear you won't believe me, I will read from Prabhupada.
Jer osjećam da mi nećete vjerovati, pročitat ću šta je Prabhupada rekao.
These regulators principles such as rising before 4 a.m. for Mangala Arati, chanting 16 rounds minimum on beads daily, reading books.
Ovi propisani principi, kao što su ustajanje pre 4 sata ujutro, onda mantranje 16 krugova na džapi minimum i čitanje svaki dan.
Reading books.
Čitanje knjiga svaki dan.
Yes. Going for the street sankirtan.
I izlaženje dijeljenje knjiga u sankirtanu.
Preaching to anyone and everyone.
Propovedanje svakome koga sretnemo.
Offering prasadam.
Nuđenje prasadama.
All these principles.
Svi ovi principi.
Are there to safeguard us from Maya's attack by keeping us always enthusiastic.
Postoje samo da bi nas kao stražari čuvali od Maje i na taj način uvek održali entuzijastično.
If we strictly observe these principles, we shall remain always enthusiastic.
Ako se striktno pridržavamo ovih principa, uvijek ćemo ostati entuzijastični.
These are the sources and the maintenance of our enthusiasm to serve Krishna.
Ove stvari su jednostavno izvori i održavaoci našeg entuzijazma da služimo Krišnu.
As soon as someone is not following them regularly, it may be certain that his enthusiasm will gradually disappear.
Čim osoba prestane da redovno slijedi ove principe, skoro je sigurno da će jednostavno njegov entuzijazam postepeno iščeznuti.
In this human form of life, we should be enthusiastic by the goal, mission to go back to Krishna in this one lifetime.
Kada već imamo ovaj ljudski oblik života, trebamo biti entuzijastični da bismo dostigli cilj da se vratimo kući natrag Bogu u jednom životu.
We should do everything in order to get there.
I trebamo sve učiniti da bismo tamo došli.
If you hear that there is a place full of knowledge, full of bliss, no birth and no war, wouldn't you like to go there?
Kada čujete da postoji mjesto koje je puno znanja, blaženstva, gdje nema rađanja niti rata, zar ne biste želi tamo otići?
Of course, we would like to go there.
Naravno da bismo željeli.
So, the devotee must therefore properly prepare himself.
Stoga bhakta se mora pravilno pripremiti.
He must do everything in his power to maintain this principle of enthusiasm.
Treba učiniti sve što je njegove moći da bi održao ovaj princip entuzijazma.
Which is really dependent on purity of mind.
To naravno ovisi o čistoći uma.
So that you see the path clearly.
Tako da možete čisto vidjeti put, jasno vidjeti put.
Then he must be determined.
Također bhakta mora biti odlučan.
Odluchan, isn't it? Odluchan. He must be odluchan. This is another important principle.
To jest jeden bitan princip.
In order to remain determined, one must keep some tapasya.
Da bi osoba ostala odlučna, mora se pridržavati neke tapasya.
Tapasya means one has to voluntarily accept some difficulties for Krishna's sake.
Tapasya znači da osoba dobrovoljno prihvati neke teškoće radi Krishne.
Like rising early is a tapasya.
Naprimjer, ustajanje rano je tapasya.
Dividing his time so that there is enough for studying the books is another tapasya.
Planiranje ili razdvajanje vremena na takav način da bude dovoljno vremena za proučavanje je također jedna vrsta tapasya.
To eat only that which is offered to Krishna, to restrict his life on prasadam is a tapasya for some.
Jesti ono samo ono što je ponuđeno Krišni ili jednostavno jesti samo Krišnim prasadom je također za neke tapasya.
To remain a brahmachari or a brahmacharini is also a tapasya.
Ostati brahmachar ili brahmacharini je također tapasya.
Yeah. So, but by these practices one will become very determined.
Ali prakticirajući ove stvari osoba će postati izuzetno odlučna.
Internally one will be very strong.
Takva osoba će razviti unutarnju snagu.
And then one must be patient.
Također osoba treba biti strpljiva.
Not that you think in one in a few hours one must have attained Krishna consciousness.
Nije da trebate misliti da za nekoliko sati moram dostići svjesnost Krishna.
And Krishna will help you as soon as he sees these three qualities in your heart.
I čim Krishna zapazi ove tri odlike u vašem srcu, on će vam pomoći.
And to the other perseverance and patience are three virtues which Krishna rewards highly.
Entuzijazam, onda odlučnost ili postojanost i strpljivost, to su tri dragocjenosti koje Krishna jako cijeni.
He comes and he helps.
On dođe i pomogne.
I was just reading a few days ago the life of Sanatana Goswami.
Pre nekoliko dana sam čitao o životu Sanatana Goswami.
You might know that he was engaged by the Muslim king Nawab Hussain Shah as a minister.
Verovatno znate da je on imao službu kod Nawab Husajna Shaha, muslimanskog kralja, kao ministar.
See, when the Muslims came to rule India, they came to her, they brought their astrologers with them.
Kada su muslimani došli i zauzeli Indiju, ponijeli su sa sobom svoje astrologije.
They had a very highly developed astrological science at that time.
U to vrijeme njihova astrologska nauka je bila izuzetno razvijena.
And the astrologer of the Nawab Hussain Shah told him, if you can somehow get these two brothers, Rupa and Sanatan, in your as ministers, your rule will be undisturbed.
I astrolog Nawab Hussain Shah je rekao, ako samo na neki način uspiješ da ovu dvojicu braća, Rupa i Sanatana Goswamija, uključiš u svoju službu, tvoje vladanje će biti neuznemirene.
So he had invited them in his cabinet.
I on ih je pozvao u svoj kabinet.
But they of course didn't want to do this.
Ali naravno oni to nisu htjeli pristati da to rade.
They didn't want to be in the party of the aggressors.
Nisu htjeli biti na strani agresora.
But then Nawab Hussain Shah started to kill brahmanas.
Ali onda je Nawab Hussain Shah počeo ubijati brahmane.
If you don't come into my rule, I will do these things.
Ako jednostavno ne pristanete da dođete u moju službu, ove stvari će raditi.
So, in order to protect their countrymen, Rupa Sanatan had joined the government of this meat eater.
Da bi jednostavno zaštitili svoje sugrađane, Rupa i Sanatana su pristali da uzme učešće u vladi ovog mjeseca.
Now, when Sanatan was very young, they had made themselves a garden which looked just like Vrindavan.
Kada je Sanatan bio jako mlad, napravili su sebi jedan vrt koji izgleda upravo poput Vrindavana.
With two lakes like Radhakund and Shyamakund.
Imao je dva jezera poput Radhakunda i Shyamakunda.
Everything exactly the same.
Sve je bilo potpuno isto.
It was like a Gupta Vrindavan, a hidden Vrindavan.
To je bilo poput Gupta Vrindavana, skriveni Vrindavan.
One day Sanatan Goswami had a dream.
Jednog dana Sanatan Goswami je sanjao jedan san.
A brahmana came and gave him the Srimad Bhagavatam.
Brahmana je došao i dao mu Srimad Bhagavatam.
And this Bhagavatam was, he was so happy about it.
I on je bio tako sretan zbog toga.
So that when he woke up, he was very sad that it was only a dream.
A kada se probudio, bio jako tužan što je sve to bilo samo san.
Because the brahmana looked so beautiful.
Jer je brahmana tako predivno izgledao.
So, when he woke up, he did his puja, and then he heard a on the door.
Kada se probudio, obavio svoju jutarnju puđu i onda je čuo kucanje na vratima.
And there was the same brahmana he had seen in the dream.
I to je bio isti brahmana koji je video u snu.
I have a present for you, he said.
Imam poklon za tebe, rekao je.
Here, take this Bhagavatam.
Evo, uzmi ovaj Bhagavatam.
And he, Sanatan Goswami, took it and became a great reader of Bhagavatam.
I Sanatan Goswami ga je uzeo i postao je veliki proučavač Srimad Bhagavatam.
He said, you are my guru, O Srimad Bhagavatam.
Rekao je, O Srimad Bhagavatam, ti si moj guru.
My source of strength.
Izvor moje snage.
My source of enthusiasm.
Izvor mog entuzijazma.
Because Krishna has given this to me.
Jer Krishna mi je ovo dao.
And even when he was under this in this Muslim government, he read every day the Bhagavatam.
I čak kad je bio u vladi muslimana, svakodnevno je čitao Bhagavatam.
Later he had pandits coming from all over the country in order to explain different sections of the Bhagavatam.
Kasnije su panditi iz čitave oblasti, iz čitave zemlje dolazili kod njega i objašnjavali mu različite odeljke Bhagavatam.
So we as a movement are also very much connected to the Srimad Bhagavatam.
Mi kao pokret smo također jako blisko povezani sa Srimad Bhagavatam.
In the pages of the Bhagavatam, the whole spiritual world comes alive before our eyes.
Sa stranica Srimad Bhagavatama, čitav duhovni svijet oživljava pred našim očima.
And we can enter it, we are invited every day.
I možemo ući u njega, svaki dan imamo poziv.
And we can distribute it.
A možemo ga i dijeliti.
That's the last point I wanted to make this morning. In this movement, here in Sarajevo, see, people are practically so much in ignorance, so much on the bodily concept of life, that there is fear of a civil war.
Ovo je znači zadnja poanta koju želim iznijeti. U ovom, znači u Sarajevu možemo vidjeti, ljudi su toliko u neznanju, toliko po telesnim shvatanjem života, da smo maltene na pragu građanskog rata.
We need to save these people.
I trebamo spasiti ove ljude.
Help can only come from a source outside of their own.
Sam je dijelio s knjigom.
He brought the Bhagavatam to Sanatan Goswami.
Donio je Bhagavatam Sanatan Goswami.
So, we also have to, we can follow the footsteps of the Lord.
Mi možemo također slijediti stope gospodine.
By going out and distributing this transcendental literature.
Izlazeći i dijelići ovu transcendentalnu književnost. Mm.
Now I know that in Yugoslavia it is not so easy because our books are a little costly.
Znam to u Jugoslaviji nije tako lako jer naše knjige su malo skupe.
I was preaching in Učiće, Titova Učiće. I met a doctor and I told him, here the Bhagavad Gita is only 2,000 dinars.
Propovedao sam tako u Titovu mužnicu, sreo sam jednog doktora i rekao sam, evo ovdje imamo Bhagavad Gita, pa ona je samo 2000 dinara.
They're like, so much.
On je bio zapanjen, toliko skupo.
Yeah. It is due to the economic situation and not so easy for people to take these books.
Zbog ekonomske situacije za ljude nije tako lako da uzmu ove knjige.
I think in the future we might have to open something like a library here where they can borrow the books.
Mislim da u budućnosti ovdje bismo trebali otvoriti nešto kao biblioteku gdje oni mogu posuditi knjige.
But see, everyone who still takes a book like this, a Bhagavatam or any other book, you can be sure that he must be a special soul.
I sada svaka osoba koja uzme knjigu Bhagavatam ili bilo šta, možete biti sigurni za tu osobu, ona je posebna.
He will read it for sure.
I sigurno će pročitati tu knjigu.
Because he has surrendered.
Zato što se predao se da bi mogao dobiti tu knjigu.
So, we should, in our yatra, like, Vairohini Sutta Prabhu and Hari Namananda Prabhu, the standard is to distribute like 400 books a day.
U našoj jatri neki bakte kao Rohini Sutta Prabhu i Hari Namananda Prabhu imaju jednostavno standard da deli 400 knjiga na dan.
Or 200 if it goes bad.
Ili ako im ne ide baš jedan 200 knjiga.
But this may not be attainable by our devotees here in this situation.
Međutim, naši bhakti u situaciji možda ne mogu dostići taj nivo.
But here we can distribute in a what we call a qualitative way.
Ali ovdje možemo dijeliti na način, da tako kažemo, na kvalitativni način.
I feel more people who get the books here, they will read it.
Mislim da više ljudi koji ovdje uzme knjige će pročitati.
Even though we don't distribute so many books as in the Switzerland and Germany.
Čak i ako ne dijelimo tako puno knjiga kao u Švajcarskoj ili Njemačkoj.
Because here they really, as I said, they really had to want to get the books.
Jer kao što sam rekao, ovdje da bi uzeli zaista trebaju to željeti.
So our devotees should feel not discouraged, but on the contrary, highly encouraged to distribute in such a circumstance.
Dakle, naši bhakte se ne bi trebali osjećati obeshrabreni, već upravo suprotno, trebaju biti izuzetno ohrabreni da dijele knjige u takvim okolnostima.
They only need to change their understanding a little bit.
Samo trebaju malo promijeniti svoje razumijevanje.
The success is not there in these incredible numbers of books distributed.
Uspjeh se ne ogleda u fantastičnom broju podijeljenih knjiga.
But the success is there to find these sincere souls, which are not so numerous.
Uspjeh je u tome pronaći te iskrene duše koje nisu tako brojne.
It's a different approach.
Jednostavno prilaz čitavoj problematici je drugačiji.
But if we can be of course so brazil to find 200 conditioned souls a day, that's also not bad.
Ali ako možemo biti tako brzi da pronađemo 200 takvih duša tokom dana, to i nije tako loš.
Nothing against it.
Nemam ništa protiv.
So, I want to encourage all of you to dedicate your life more to preaching.
Dakle, želim sve vas ohrabriti da više posvetite svoj život propovjedanju.
Someone who has life, he will bring this beautiful Krishna consciousness amongst the people.
Osoba koja ima život u sebi će dovesti ovu predivnu svjesnost Krišne među ljude.
He will start with his friends.
I počet će sa prijateljima.
And then go to as many people as possible.
I to će se proširiti na što je moguće više ljudi.
His enthusiasm, which is carried by his purity, will bring him to no bounds and borders.
Njegov entuzijazam koji počiva njegovoj čistoći jednostavno će ga dovesti do nivoa svjesnosti gdje ne postoje granice.
Yes. Prabhupada once said that karma is a reaction to violence. War is a reaction to violence.
Prabhupada je nam rekao, rat to je reakcija na nasilje.
For a devotee there is no rat because he has not committed any violence.
Za bhaktu rat ne postoji jer on nije učinio nikakvo nasilje.
In fact, you will like to hear that the greatest symptom of non-violence is to help others.
Naprimjer, bit ćete jako sretni da čujete da najveći simptom nenasilja je želja da se pomogne drugima.
If he helps Krishna, if he helps to distribute Krishna consciousness, then his position will be safe.
Ako Bhakta pomaže da se svjesnost Krishne dijeli, onda će njegov položaj biti siguran.
You can be in the midst of the war, nothing will happen to you.
Možete biti usred rasa, ali ništa vam se neće dogoditi.
See, if you are acting on the Krishna conscious platform, there is no danger because who was making an experience in Osijek.
Bio jedan prijatelj Bhakta koji je iskusio sličnu stvar u Osijeku.
He was in the army fighting against the Croatians, or whatever they are called, Croatians.
Bio je u vojsci i borio se protiv Hrvata.
There was this one house which was bombarded with hand grenades by the Serbs and the Croatians simultaneously.
I bila jedna kuća na kojoj su ručne granate bacili Srbi i Hrvati istovremeno.
There was no green grass in the house any longer.
U kući više nije bilo trave.
It was totally destroyed.
A znači bilo je potpuno uništeno.
So afterwards this prijatelje of Krishna went inside and everything was just brown, dark, gray ashes.
I kasnije taj prijatelj Bhakta ušao u tu kuću i vidio da je sve jednostavno potpuno tamno, mračno i prekriveno pepelom.
So he went through the ruins.
I onda je malo se probio kroz ruševine.
And there they found, one soldier found a book, knjiga.
I tamo unutar te ruševine, tamo jedan vojnik je našao knjigu.
It was completely unharmed.
Bilo je potpuno neoštećeno.
It was a seventh canto with Lord Nrsimhadev on top of
it. Sedmo pevanje sa gospodinom Nrsimhadevom na prednjoj strani.
Yes. This shows you how something which is spiritual cannot be attacked by material force.
Dakle, to nam pokazuje da stvar koja je duhovna ne može biti oštećena materijalnom snagom.
Just a few days ago we heard about how Ravana kidnapped Sita.
Pre nekoliko dana smo baš slušali o tome kako je Ravana kidnapirao Sita.
Do you know Sita?
Da li znate Sita?
And Ravana?
I Ravana?
Who does not know?
Ko ih ne zna?
Just only you? You?
Yeah.
Doesn't matter, you are very young in Krishna consciousness, that's more than... See, Krishna appeared as Rama the goddess of fortune also appeared with him as Sita.
Dakle, Krishna se pojavio kao Rama i boginja sreće se također s njim pojavila kao Sita.
5 million years ago this happened.
Ovo se dogodilo pre 5 miliona godina.
So there was a demon who was attracted to Sita's beauty and who wanted to kidnap her.
I postoji jedan demon koji je bio privučen ljepozom Sita i želeo je oteti.
So, his name was Ravana.
Njegovo ime je bilo Ravana.
And so he came to Sita, who was living at that time in a forest cottage.
I on je tako došao do Sita koja u to vrijeme živjela u jednoj šumskoj kolibi.
And Ravana, it is said, took her.
I rečeno da je Ravana odnio sa sobom.
But the real explanation is that he only took a Maya form of Sita, not the real Sita.
Ali pravo
illusory form.
Ali pravo objašnjenje da je on sa sobom poveo samo Maya Situ ili iluzorni oblik Sita.
The real Sita went with Agni, was brought by Agni to into the protection of the Parvati. Parvati.
Prava Sita.
Wife of Shiva.
Prava Sita je pravu Situ je Agni doveo pod zaštitu majke Parvati.
After Lord Rama had fought this battle against Ravana, Sita was brought to him.
Nakon što je jednostavno gospodin Ramachandra ratoval s Ravanom, Sita je bila dovedena pred njega.
It was a Sita which was captured by Ravana.
I to je bila ona Sita koju je zarobio Ravan.
Yes. But he didn't accept.
Yeah. Ali
Ramachandra didn't accept Sita.
Ali Ramachandra nije prihvatio Situ.
So scholars have been wondering why.
I onda su se učenjaci pitali zašto.
He fought this huge war against Ravana to get back his Sita, and when Sita finally came, he said, no, I don't accept you.
Vodio je čitav taj veliki rat protiv Ravana samo da bi dobio Situ. I na kraju kada je Sita došla, rekao je, ne, nećete prihvatiti.
He knew it was just an illusory manifestation.
Znao je da je to samo iluzorna manifestacija.
So Sita said, this, okay, then I will enter the fire to show my purity.
A Sita je rekla, u redu, onda ću ući u vatru da bi ti pokazala svoju čistoću.
And they built a fire for her.
I onda su za nju tako napravili vatru.
Everyone was crying, now she's doing this.
Svi su plakali, sad će ona to učiniti.
So the illusion, what happened, the illusory Sita went into the fire.
Ono što se dogodilo da je lažna Sita ušla u vatru.
And Agni brought the real Sita outside.
Agni je doveo pravu Situ.
And then Ramachandra, Rama said, može?
I onda je Rama rekao, može.
So this shows you how the spiritual energy of what is spiritual can never be touched by Maya.
Ovo je primjer koji nam pokazuje kako duhovna energija ili ono što je duhovno nikad ne može biti dodirnuta Majom.
If you remain in Krishna consciousness in a similar way, Maya cannot do anything against you.
Na sličan način, ako ostanete u svjesnosti Krishna, Maya ne može učiniti ništa protiv vas.
Maya bewildered the whole universe.
Maya zbunjuje čitav univerzum.
Everything is doing the dance of illusion.
Svi plešu plešom iluzije.
Yes, plešu. But she cannot touch the devotee of the Lord.
Ali Maja ne može ni dodirnuti baktu gospodina.
It's not possible.
To nije moguće.
She is not allowing to come she's not allowed to come close.
Jednostavno nije dopušteno da dođe blizu.
So let us fix ourselves up in Krishna consciousness.
Dakle, usredsredimo se na svjesnost Krishna.
Especially at a time like this, we can be more enthusiastic.
Posebno u vrijeme kao što je ovo, možemo biti još entuzijastični.
Because Maya shows its ugly face to the materialists.
Jer Maya pokazuje svoje ružno lice materialistima.
We should make a determination. I will now become more enthusiastic.
Trebamo jednostavno steći tu odlučnost. Postaću još entuzijastičniji sad.
So, thank you very much for hearing. Here I want to end. Do you have any questions regarding these subjects?
Hvala vam puno što ste slušali. Ovdje bih želio završiti. I da li imate pitanja koje se odnose na ovu temu?
How did you like the program yesterday?
Kako vam se jučerašnji program dopao?
Okay. So what will you do to strengthen your enthusiasm?
Dakle, šta ćete učiniti da biste učvrstili, da biste pojačili svoj entuzijazam?
I have also a question. Gone with the wind.
Trahujelo zvih.
Daddy Baksha, tell us.
Well, you said last time that when you were in Kaiska, you remember, But the better, not the best thing is to increase Shravana Kirtana.
Maybe one should try.
Maybe you want to translate it for the devotees.
Najbolji način, znači kada si bio zadnji put u Krajiškoj, rekao si da je najbolji način da održimo entuzijazam, da se uključimo u što je moguće više Shravanam Kirtanam.
I will summarize what I have said.
I sada ću ukratko predstaviti ono što sam rekao.
The soul is naturally enthusiastic for Krishna service.
Duša je prirodno entuzijastična za služenje Krišne.
But when we become covered by the material energy, that enthusiasm is diverted.
Ali kada budemo prekriveni materijalnom energijom, taj entuzijazam bude preobražen.
Therefore, we have a process which will cleanse away the covering influence of Maya.
Zato imamo proces koji će jednostavno izbrisati taj iluzorni prekrivač Maje.
Prabhupada says it's that we rise early and do our japa and our reading at that time.
Prabhupada je rekao to počinje sa ustajanjem rano jutro, mantranjem džape i čitanjem.
It's best to finish one 16 rounds before 10 o'clock actually.
U stvari najbolje je da osoba završi svojih 16 krugova do 10 sati.
And then going for street sankirtan.
Onda izlazak u sankirtan.
We do this in our preaching party. We sometimes go out as much as possible and chant on the street. It's very effective.
Znači, nedjeljenje knjiga Street Sankirtan se odnosi na pjevanje na ulici, Harina.
Ne knjige, yes, da knjige. Two different ways of Sankirtan.
Znači, uključuje i knjige.
Yes. Then preaching to anyone and everyone.
Onda propovedanje svakome koga sretnem.
And so on, we have a regular process in Krishna consciousness.
Dakle, na taj način imamo regularni proces u svjesnosti Krišne.
And it works!
I to djeluje.
When we come to Sarajevo, we see so many nice, fresh faces.
Kada dođemo u Sarajevo, vidimo tako puno novih i svježih lica.
This process of Krishna consciousness can turn a materially conditioned soul into a devotee.
Ovaj proces svjesnosti Krišne može preobraziti materijalno uslovljenu dušu u baktu.
It works.
I to djeluje.
Prabhupada's movement is very powerful.
Pokret Prabhupada je jako moćan.
It has this shakti.
On ima tu shakti.
It can make people who were enthusiastic for Maya enthusiastic for Krishna.
I osobe koje su entuzijastične za Maju može načiniti entuzijastičnim za Krishna.
But only if we keep to the process.
Ali samo ako se pridržavamo procesa.
In 1972, Prabhupada was very, very worried for his movement.
U 1972. godini Prabhupada je bio jako zabrinut za svoj pokret.
Because he got so many letters which showed that the initial enthusiasm was gone.
Jer je dobio tako puno pisama koji su pokazivali da je prvobitni početni entuzijazam jednostavno nestao.
I remember around that time he established a morning program.
Sjećam se u tom vremenu otprilike je ustanovio jutarnji program.
With Mangala Aratiks and all these ceremonies which we do nowadays.
Sa Mangala Aratikom i sve ove ceremonije koje danas radimo.
Because he felt that if the Westerners don't have this, their minds will be again overcrowded with the illusory energy.
Jer osjećao, ako zapadnjaci ne budu imali ovo, onda će njihov um opet biti preplavljen iluzornom energijom.
Therefore, we have to stress this very much.
Zato trebamo staviti veliki naglasak na to.
You are all extremely young, except for the Daidi Baksha and Akure.
Svi ste vi ovdje
in Krishna consciousness.
Svi ste vi ovdje izuzetno mladi svjesnosti Krishna osim da Dibakši je krvi.
There will many things will come past you.
Puno stvari će doći.
You will see death before your eyes.
Vidite smrt pred vašim očima.
You will see many amazing things happening.
Puno zapanjujućih stvari ćete vidjeti.
We are residents of Kali Yuga.
Stanovnici smo Kali Yuge.
We don't come to the stage of secure Krishna consciousness. We might become covered by Maya also.
Ako ne dođemo do nivoa sigurne svjesnosti Krišne, također možemo biti prekriveni Maja.
Therefore, this morning I wanted to talk on the most powerful motto which will get you through all the difficulties. That's the enthusiasm.
Zato sam ovo jutro govorio o najmoćnijem motoru koji vas može prenijeti preko svih teškoća, to je entuzijazam.
So, what was the question?
Ja sam dosta puta razgovarao tako.
What is your name?
Dino, Dr. Dino.
Dino. He looks enthusiastic, isn't it? Is it? Yeah.
Da, kada dođu tako napaditi Maja, na primjer, gubitak entuzijazma, ja svjetim drugi nevolje, da nam treba na neki način tolerisati. E sad, ako su oni, šta znam, češći, na koji način treba tolerisati? Tako što se ne primjećuju ili jednostavno da li pamtiti, jer tu postoji mogućnost da nam postane opterećenje za um.
When such a problem as losing of enthusiasm came, as some devotees told them, he should tolerate them, but he is not completely sure what does it mean. Does it mean just to neglect them or to pay attention to them? Because if he is thinking about these problems, then he may become overcrowded by them.
Enthusiasm is the healthy state of the soul.
Entuzijazam je jednostavno normalno zdravo stanje duše.
It is described that there are three symptoms of our original consciousness.
Opisano je da postoje tri simptoma naše izvorne svjesnosti.
It they can be summarized with enthusiasm.
I sva ta tri simptoma mogu biti saženo izražena u entuzijazmu.
So when we see that the enthusiasm is no longer fully manifest, we can understand that we have our consciousness has become covered.
Kada primetimo da naš entuzijazam nije u potpunosti manifestiran, možemo shvatiti da to znači da je naša svjesnost prekrivena.
This cannot be tolerated under any circumstances.
I to se ni pod kojim uslovima ne smije tolerirati.
It's just like someone puts a dirty, stinky blanket over you.
To je kao da se neko nabaci prljavo i smrdljivo ćebe.
It's wet.
I još je i vlažno.
Then you don't say, može! But you will throw it away.
Onda se neće složiti s time da ono bude na tebi, ne ćeš ga odbaciti.
When the devotees advised you to be tolerant, they meant to say keep on doing your duties in a regular way and don't care and don't become influenced by this state of consciousness.
Kada su ti bakte rekli da budeš tolerantan, ono što su mislili pod tim je da jednostavno ne budeš uznemiren tim stanjem svjesnosti i nastaviš i dalje da izvršavaš svoje regularne dužnosti.
Like when a devotee sees that he is not in an enlightened Krishna consciousness, he should maintain samadashi, an equal turiya, it's called, an equal mood, you know, he should just keep on going.
Kada bhakta primeti da nije jako entuzijastičan u svjetlosti Krishne, onda treba jednostavno samo nastaviti dalje.
In this way he is tolerant.
I na taj način on je tolerant.
But he doesn't tolerate the state.
Ali ne tolerira to stanje svjesnosti.
What he will do is he will understand, well, now I must become extra careful.
Ono što će shvatiti, ono što će učiniti je da razume. Sada moram postati izuzetno oprezan.
Like personally, because see, in our preaching program we go to bed very, very late and it's always very cold. Now I'm at the stage where I can where I'm a little sick, but just a little.
Na primjer, evo na našim programima idemo često kasno, u stvari uvijek idemo kasno na spavanje i jako je hladno. I sada sam na tom stupnju kada sam ovako sasvim malo bolestan.
Now I have to do some special things.
I sada moram činiti neke posebne stvari.
Eat a lemon every day.
Svaki dan trebam jesti limun.
Gargle with salt water.
Onda da ispirem grlo sa slanom vodom.
Be careful that always one is warm, warmly dressed.
Brinemo o tome da uvijek budem lijepo zaštićen, lijepo obučen.
And then the disease cannot spread.
I onda se bolest ne može proširiti.
In the same way, when you feel, I'm a little sick now.
Na sličan način, kada osjećaš, sada sam samo malo bolestan.
The enthusiasm is not fully manifest.
Entuzijazam nije potpuno manifestiran.
Then you must do everything in your ability in order to keep avoiding to become totally sick.
Moraš činiti sve što je tvoje moći da izbjegneš da postaneš totalno bolestan.
Now you must become very sincere in chanting your rounds.
U tom stanju možeš postati jako iskren pri mantranju svojih krugova.
Make sure that you do not chant diverted rounds.
I trebaš postati siguran da ne mantraš krugove sa umom koji se otklanja od mantranja.
You must also be very careful that you don't allow your attraction to wander to material objects.
Također moraš paziti da ne razviješ sklonost ka tome da ti luta ka materijalnim objektima.
You must also take care that your relationship with the devotees is very nice.
Također se trebaš pobrinuti o tome da tvoj odnos sa bhaktama bude jako dobar.
There's no way no better way to increase your enthusiasm than to associate with enthusiastic Vaishnavas.
Nema boljeg načina od razvijanja entuzijazma nego druženje sa Vaishnavama koji su entuzijastični.
Have you made the experience yourself also?
Da li i sam imaš takvo iskustvo već?
It's just like a fresh wind, isn't it? Yes.
Poput svežeg povetarca dođe. Yes.
Sometimes it's very, very good to read also in the Krishna book.
Ponekad je jako dobro čitati priča na divni.
Because then our attraction comes again fixed at Krishna's lotus feet.
Jer onda se ponovo naša privlačnost učvršćuje za lotusa stopala Krishna.
That is really the best way to increase one's enthusiasm to have Krishna in the mind.
A to je najbolje to je naravno najbolji način da osoba razvije svoj entuzijazam, a to je da uvijek ima Krishnu.
So I will stop here because we have to finish the rounds before 10 o'clock as many as possible. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.